Today on Rockin' the Suburbs.
I had it in 1982 on vinyl. Well, this is Scott from Kansas City, suburbs in Raymore. Rockin' the Suburbs community, Jim, Patrick, interns, and of course, Shadow. I'm calling with another perfect pop masterpiece. This time I'm going to go north of the border to the Never Say Die. They've been around forever, the punk band DOA, a band that was adopted by the Alternative Tentacles label, Jello Biafra and the Dead Kennedys. In 1982, they released an EP full of covers called War on 45. On this EP, they had the song War, made famous by Edwin Starr as a... Okay, brain is short-circuiting for a moment. The type music that Edwin Starr sang and also Otis Redding. Not blues, but very similar. Okay, I'm just going to let the short circuit happen. I can't say what genre music is. It's one of the most R&B. Okay, that type song. Anyway, they sang it. Also, Bruce Springsteen released the song War on his five album live. Both very, very good version. Well, DOA did it as a very loud, very rowdy punk version. It's also a perfect pop. Let's go into a bar and sing along, make it loud and shout. It's a very angry, you can make it anti-Vietnam, though it's a little late for that, but it's anti-any war you can talk about. It's a great, perfect pop song. It's a song that needs to be brought back every time some war is pissing us off. Let's sing along. War, what is it good for? Absolutely nothing. Sing it along. Say it again. Yeah. The people at DOA did it. DOA has done it over and over again over the years. They've done it with great covers, such as Taking Care of Business. They are great as a cover band, great as just being angry. But this is one of their best covers and also best songs. It's also a perfect pop song. They did this in 1982. If you've never heard their War on 45 EP, check it out on a streaming service. If you can track it down, it's well worth owning. I had it in 1982 on vinyl. I now own it on vinyl and on CD. I love it. I play it over and over again. Again, this is Scott, hopefully twisting your brains again from Raymore. Have a wonderful day. And again, war, what is it good for? Absolutely nothing. Say it again. Bye.
Now listen to this. Wow, it's the enemy of all mankind. It's not a war, battle by mind. War is causing rest in the younger generation. Induction, destruction, who wants to die? War, regard your war. What is it good for? Absolutely nothing. Say it again. War, say it, say it, say it. What is it good for? Absolutely nothing. Now listen to this. That shattered many young men's dreams. Made him disabled, bitter and mean. Life's too short, precious to be fighting wars each day. War can give life, you only take away life. Whoa, 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 whoa. What is it good for? Absolutely nothing.
heaven.
Say it again.
Wah, wah. And God, y'all,
what is it good for?
Absolutely nothing.
Now listen to this.
Wah, ain't nothing but a heartbreaker.
Wah,
and one friend and then the undertaker.
Justify.
Say it again. Yeah.